Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Our guest on today's program is Brendan Bouchard. He's the author of a new book, The Millionaire Messenger, Make a Difference and a Fortune, Sharing Your Advice. He's offering an answer to a lot of executives who are looking for a new and more exciting job. Brendan, welcome to Edgewise.
Thanks for having me, David. Appreciate it.
Okay, let's start with a high-level topic. What's the book about?
A lot of people are either unemployed, laid off, or looking for the next new thing, but they have a tremendous amount of life experience or career experience, and they're saying, how do I use this experience to make a greater difference in the world, but how do I also get paid more for it? The Millionaire Messenger is about translating these meaningful experiences in their lives into a more lucrative career simply by offering advice and how-to information to the public. They take what they know, they create programs, they put it online, and people end up following them, paying them just for what they already know. Right now, the whole world's looking for answers. And because they're looking for answers, they're going to find somebody. They might as well find you, and you might as well be compensated for it.
And this isn't just for someone who is unemployed. It can be for a small business or even a large business that's looking for new opportunities to grow.
It's about educating the public, education marketing. So how do you take great quality information that helps people and deliver it to the world? Once you do that, that drives business. It doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, you're a small business owner, or you're a corporation. When you send out information that educates people and gives them answers to their problems or helps them achieve their ambitions, they love you and they start following you and they start buying from you too.
Okay, now what's the most important thing?
Serving is the most important thing, because with serving others, the selling happens. Buying is a secondary effect of adding value to the marketplace. If your focus is always there and you never relent, you win. But if it becomes about buying or selling and it becomes about money, then you're in trouble. First and foremost is making the difference. And with making the difference, the fortune follows.
All right. Could you explain what's behind The Millionaire Messenger?
It happened from a car accident. I was a 19-year-old kid and was involved in a pretty dramatic car accident in a foreign country. And I learned to face my mortality. And in doing that, I learned that at the end of our lives, we all ask three basic questions. Did I live fully? Did I love openly? And did I make a difference? And I wanted to share that message with the world. I had no idea how. So people say, write a book or do a seminar or an audio program or DVD or online course or webinars or podcasts. I figured it out. And after my first 2 years doing it, I had made $4.6 million. So I began with a message of personal growth about here's how to change your life. Focus on these three questions. Then I did it in the leadership world. Then I did it in innovation. Then I did it in high performance. So I didn't start with the wealth stuff. I started with the personal growth world, and now we're into the career and wealth category. But it's always just offering great advice to people and helping them have insights into how to accomplish their dreams.
Well, that's very interesting, because a lot of people would like to feel that their career isn't the sole career that they've got.
That's absolutely right. We're in the transition economy right now. And today, by the time someone hits 27, they're on their third career. That's the average stat. What I'm trying to do with The Millionaire Messenger is help people understand they have options and that this is an entirely other career, that you basically become an entrepreneurial expert. You take what you've learned, whether it's a life experience or career experience.
So can you give us some examples?
One of our students at Experts Academy was a stay-at-home mom, had a penchant for organizing homes. So she started putting programs and products up online that teaches people how to organize homes, built a multi-million dollar business. One of our other clients, a former executive, had a lot of experience leading teams. And he thought, I've learned a lot about leading and about team building. Finally decided to go out on his own, started a consultancy, now has a very popular series of videos and online courses on the subject. He just said, I know these things that can help people. This will serve. And he finally believed enough in his own voice to put together some products and programs, put them up online. And now he's built a career that dwarfs financially what he had as a high-paid executive.
All right, let's say I want to be a millionaire messenger. Is there a process that you have to go through?
Essentially, there's four things. The first thing is claim your topic and audience. Most people today, because of their depth of experience and the different things that they've done, their multiple careers, are saying, I could be an expert on leadership or communication or teamwork or living a good life or parenting or buying a home. There's so many topics. You have to decide, what is it you're going to be teaching and building a career on? Second part of that question is claiming your audience. If you're going to talk about success, well, success for who? An executive, an entrepreneur, a mom, a new business? Who do you want to serve? The second step would be to create some products and programs that add value. Those products and programs can be online videos, podcasts, webinars, audios, DVDs, seminars, coaching, mastermind, all the different vehicles in which you can share your message but also monetize it. Step three, once you've created those, put them online. Today, you have to be online if you're truly going to succeed. Some people get intimidated by the online process. It's only because they just don't have exposure to it. Putting up a website today is as easy as going to WordPress and downloading something free and filling in forms and blanks and pressing publish. It's become so much easier than it was. So now you put your content online, you put some stuff out there for free, for your blogs or webcasts or articles or podcasts. That, if it's done well, will drive more and more traffic to your other products and programs that you're marketing for sale on your website. And then the fourth step would be market it consistently. A lot of trouble with entrepreneurs, especially executives who leave their careers and they go on the entrepreneur world, is they forget the same diligence and dedication and commitment that made them successful in their business world will also make them successful in this world. You have to be consistent and dedicated to it. You can't do it once in a while. Oh, I'll post a blog once every couple months, or I guess I'll tweet this or I'll Facebook that once in a while. No, this is a real career. Work every day at it. That's how you ultimately achieve that status of millionaire messenger.
In the book, you talk about the millionaire's mandates. Can you explain this concept to us?
Those are four things that, at a broad level, you always have to keep your eye on strategically. And those essentially come down to positioning yourself intelligently in the marketplace. How do you want to be seen? How do you want your brand to be perceived? And how do you want to serve? There's packaging, taking your information and packaging it in ways that people can understand it and buy it. And then there's promoting. Always getting your message out there through every vehicle and avenue you can that will make a difference. And then the last is partnering. If you really want to make it in the advice and how-to world, you have to partner with other influencers in your topic area and even in diverse areas around your area to be able to spread your message farther and wider. So for example, when I started in the motivational world, sharing my message about high performance, I said, who really lives there? And I thought, Tony Robbins, he's known for that. So I partnered with Tony Robbins and we did a webinar together. So my message was exposed to his audience and now his audience follows me. And so you have to be doing that all the time and create a list of the top 20 influencers you're going to reach out to and offer to add value to their audience for free. And in return, obviously get their attention and hopefully their traffic and ultimately commerce.
Okay, Brendan, I'm curious, why would somebody like Tony Robbins agree to work with you?
Tony and I are in what we call the experts industry, people who make a career of selling their advice, consulting, coaching, books, products, programs. People in that industry understand that they don't know everything. And they say, who are the experts and how can they add value to my audience? The great thing is there really isn't competition in our industry. There's a tremendous amount of collaboration. It's about, I know these topics, how can I further my service to my audience in these topics by bringing in guest experts? The other part is when you go to partner, you have to understand that it's not about hucking your wares. It's about adding value to someone's audience. It's not hard to get people to support your own message when you approach them and say, I see that you have this audience. I have this message I believe can serve them. Should we partner together on some type of program that could serve them and ultimately also bring you more money? And that's the world of promotional partnerships. Let's say, for example, I notice an influencer. I go to that influencer, I say, let's do a webinar together. And we do a webinar together. It adds value to their audience. Maybe at the end of the webinar, I offer a product or program for sale. Now, if their people buy that product or program, they get a commission, a referral fee for that. So they're making money by adding value, a new distinct voice to their audience. They don't see it as direct competition. They see it as a way to add value and a way to make more money. And that's the expert industry.
Let's take a look at another factor. How much money does it actually take to make yourself a millionaire messenger?
It's basically, do you have a laptop and do you have a phone? Nothing else. And I don't mean that facetiously. There are so many free tools online today. You used to have to spend tens of thousands of dollars a month on a great PR company. Now you have Twitter. A blog or a community website used to cost tens of thousands of web development. Now you have Facebook, free. Used to cost tens of thousands of dollars to shoot a video, post the video, and allow it to stream intelligently. Now you have YouTube and your phone to shoot a video with. The game has changed. Today, the only cost of entry is your diligence in crafting an intelligent, service-driven message that will help people. That's it. Will you dedicate yourself to sitting down and taking the actual time, which is, in almost all of success, the number one problem? People won't intelligently and strategically take their time to think about how to serve. They just want to throw stuff out there. They won't do any investigation to see, is there a market for this? It's really about the time value today. Will you take the time to think, does this solve a problem? Will this help people? And then craft a message that's distinct and driven by excellence in service. Is it different? Does it stand out? Does it serve in a different way? Is it the best information that you can put together? And will this help people to solve a problem or achieve an ambition? If you do those things, you're untouchable in the category.
Right. So summing up, do you have any concluding thoughts for our listeners today?
This is a time in which we're in a new economy. As more and more people are transitioning from one thing to another, my message to the world is, if you sat down and you thought about your experience, the things you have been through in life, you would realize you have a wealth of information that can help other people. And if you truly believe in that, then you can build a new area of wealth in your life. And that new area of wealth comes from your expertise and your experience. The key is, when you begin at this, never let your small business make you small-minded. Never doubt yourself. Never question yourself. If you have experience that can serve people, if you are committed to that message, you're not going to let someone hold you back. It's like if you knew how to cure cancer, what would you do to share that message with the world? I believe my message is important and it helps people and it can change people's lives. So I'm so committed. I don't let the usual fears or insecurities about life or business hold me back. I say, this can serve people. It's important that I share this. And so you just have to have the guts to put that information out there and believe in your message enough that you stay committed to it, that you take the time to build great products and programs that can serve other people. And you can build an empire as an entrepreneurial expert that most people never even knew was a career option. And that's what's exciting about this new economy. And that's what I think is the excitement behind The Millionaire Messenger.
We've been speaking to Brendan Burchard. He's the author of a new book, The Millionaire Messenger, Make a Difference and a Fortune, Sharing Your Advice. Brendan, thanks for being with us today on Edgewise.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Join the American Management Association group on LinkedIn to share insights with hundreds of your management peers and to discuss practices in the areas of organizational management and leadership. To find us, simply search for the group American Management Association from your LinkedIn account. We'd love to get your feedback on today's program. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.